Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. It's Derek Baer. He's the industrial technology teacher at Atlantic High School. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
We don't get the chance to talk about the industrial technology program very much, but you're reaching out into the community right now with a program that's kind of been around for a little while, but it looks like it's going to expand a bit.
Yep. This year I decided I was going to go talk to Dr. Amstein about trying to start up more of a consistent building program, a construction program. We've had construction classes at the high school for a number of years, but they haven't been extremely comprehensive. And we, at one point in time, we had co-opted with Iowa Western, but for financial reasons, we had to cut that program. So now we're trying to start something up just here in Atlantic, just for Atlantic High School students and some of the surrounding school districts, and just for high school credit.
Absolutely. Well, the building trades program is one that had some interest early on. I know there were some kids who had gotten involved with the program. Are you getting more students that are asking more questions about doing something like this?
Well, with it being a little bit more localized and controlled from inside the building, I think we have a higher student interest. I have about 60 students that have expressed interest. And we have a whole application process that they have to go through, an interview process that they'll have to go through, so that we have well-vetted students that are really interested in what they're doing.
Wow, 60 students interested. We've started other programs with a lot less interest than that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive that there are that many students that are really, truly interested in doing this. What, where are they coming from? Are they folks that have an interest or an aptitude already in this, or are they looking for some more knowledge?
Well, generally what I'm looking for is students that just want to own a home, that just want to know how to do home maintenance. And that's really my ideal student, but we also want kids that are going to go into construction-related fields, that are going to do residential construction for a living, and that really want this as an opportunity so that they have some professional experience before they get started either at their trade school or on the job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What kind of feedback have you gotten in the past from folks out in the public about the programs that have been done before?
Well, you know, there's a couple of members in the community that I've talked to about the Iowa Western program. You know, Don Sontag was a big supporter of the Iowa Western program. He's also helping us out with this. And then I believe back before that, the Atlantic High School built one of the houses over on the east side of the high school in that sort of residential area there. And I think I've talked to a couple community members that were part of that when they were in high school, and they seem to be really excited about it, and they remember a lot of information from that. So I think it's a good opportunity for our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, in other things, maths, different things like that, math and English and whatever, you don't really look much outside the school district, outside the building, for a lot of help with curriculum. But in this case, you really need the public's assistance.
Yeah, we really need some public assistance. You know, we're going to need to start up a mobile shop, and then we need a project that we can really work on. So we're looking for, you know, a house in the community that someone is willing to donate and let us fix up. Or if they have some, you know, a blank lot and they would like to put a house on it and they want to pay for that, or if they want to build a garage or an addition to their house. We're looking for those size of projects and that sort of scale of project. We don't really want to get into, you know, fixing up somebody's, you know, one bathroom, or they're putting a closet in their house somewhere. It's not going to be a big enough scale for 15 kids to last us an entire year.
No, not really at all. And you're really not looking to piecemeal a bunch of little things together.
Yeah, we want a really comprehensive education for these kids so that they learn all of the different parts of the house, the anatomy of the house, and how to put it together.
Yeah, like what? A lot of different types of things inside?
Yeah, so we're looking at how, you know, every kid should know how to install a window, a door, you know, put in plumbing fixtures, sinks, toilets, understand how an HVAC, you know, heating, ventilation, air conditioning system works, how their plumbing system works, and how electrical systems work in their house. These are things that if you don't take this course, you don't really know. And a lot of people are getting into houses now, and they don't understand all of the components that work in their house and how their house functions as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this can help them not just in the future in possible job opportunities and maybe getting into the building trades business, but, you know, also just owning a home and being able to do simple things.
Yeah, we want people that are going to be able to take care of their house in the future too. So.
Yeah. Well, you're teaching life skills this way.
Yep.
So what do you need to do now? What's the point right now? What are you trying to get accomplished?
So right now, our steering committee, which consists of local community members, business leaders, contractors, they're coming in and they're saying, well, we need to look at some different projects, and we need to see what sort of projects Atlantic as a community wants. So we need members in the community that have these sort of projects, a scale of project, that would like to help us out. They can contact me either through the high school phone number, it's 243-5358, or they can email me at dbear@atlanticiaschools.org, and just give us an opportunity to look over what your project is, and we're going to try to pick the best project for the the group of students that we have.
Yeah, well, and you give some guidance there too on what all things need to be accomplished there.
Yep.
And this is a project that, as you mentioned, is getting support from local contractors, carpenters, things like that. They're very supportive of this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is also looking at, these kids could be employees for some of these people, so they're going to learn trade skills. And we have contractors that have already said that they would come in and that they would be willing to teach our students their trade so that they learn how to do this firsthand and they could go and be employed in Atlantic through these local community leaders and businesses.
Sure.
And everything's, you know, will be done by the book then. It'll be, you know, professional quality at high school student prices.
And these are projects, too, that I guess we should drive this point home, that if someone has a project like this at home that they think, well, yeah, I wouldn't mind having these students get involved in, it's not completely free of charge, right?
No. The high school isn't going to get in the business of fixing up people's houses for free. We do want the community members to know that we do expect that they'll pay for the cost of materials. Like I said, if they want to donate a whole house or something like that, we're looking into that stuff as well, and then we can look at other financial resources. But if you're looking at keeping the property, we'll expect that you'll keep the cost of materials, and then you have to understand that we're looking at a one-year time frame. So if you want a garage, expect that it's not going to be done in 3 months like it would with a normal contractor, that it's going to take us an entire year, an academic year.
What time frame are you talking about through the school year? A lot of classes are, what, 45, 50 minutes long? You're not just going to run out and do that time and come back to school, are you?
Nope, we're doing a double block, which consists of 90 minutes then, and we'll be going 180 days.
Okay, so they are going to get a comprehensive look at everything.
Yep, so we'll have some classroom time where they'll be studying a textbook. There's also some math components that we're going to add into this, so they're going to receive 2 math credits upon completing this class. And that'll be taught through an actual math teacher, so they'll have these real-world opportunities that are, you know, going to be tangible. And then they're going to go out and they're going to have this lab experience where they can actually touch something and do this and actually see work come together and understand how the math works with the physical opportunity.
Sure. So they'll really see, like, the bid process, putting all those estimates together.
Yep. We want it to be pretty comprehensive.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great opportunity that you don't get in a lot of places.
Yep.
Very good. So if folks are interested at all in helping out with this project and they think they may have a project or something along those lines that they might be able to do, a structure they can, or a lot they can donate, that type of thing, they should just contact you again, right?
Yep.
Okay. And that's 243-5358. You can just call the Atlantic High School and ask for Derek, and he can point you in the right direction. Well, it sounds like it's still kind of a work in progress, no pun intended there, but still a work in progress as you kind of figure out how all this is going to play out in the end. But it sounds like you're off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, we have a lot of good support and a lot of good leadership.
Excellent. Well, Derek, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.